Cash could hear her laugh the moment he walked through the door. He stood just inside the bar, unmoving, totally alert, like a wolf trying to catch a scent on the wind, listening for Millie's sound in the general uproar. The Barrel was a noisy cowboy bar, especially on weekend nights. People talked and laughed, the jukebox played, the TV blared, and the noise didn't stop at his arrival. In fact, no one even seemed to notice him at all. Nor did he notice them as he listened. The cold wind slapped the door shut behind him. He stood still, listening. And then he heard it again. Gay, happy, musical. Millie, laughing like she didn't have a care in the world. He turned in the direction of the sound and spotted her, sitting with three other women at a table near the window. She had her back to him, but it didn't matter. He knew Millie's back. He'd pressed his body against it on more than a few cold winter's nights. He knew the long, dark hair that hung down it in a curtain almost to her waist. He'd twined his fingers through that hair, had buried his face in it, slept with his cheek against it. He even knew that shirt she was wearing. He'd torn the buttons off at once in his eagerness to love her. Hell, he was still eager to love her, and he'd always thought she was eager to love him. But she was marrying somebody else. His brows drew down and he moved, heading deliberately toward her table. He was maybe 10 feet away when one of the girls looked up and saw him. She stopped talking. Her smile faded, her eyes widened. She went totally still. One by one, the other girls did too, until finally Millie turned to see what they were looking at. For an instant, her eyes widened just a little bit too. But then they went blank and flat as stones as her gaze slid slowly up past Cash's gold Salinas winner's belt buckle to his rough, unshaven jaw and scowling face. He shifted his weight slightly under her gaze. Okay, so maybe he didn't look like some Sir Galahad. He hadn't taken the time to shave. He'd figured she'd need him so much it wouldn't matter. Cash. There was no welcome in her voice. No need, either. Her tone was as flat and disinterested as her eyes. She didn't look him in the eye. Probably couldn't, Cash thought. She knew she was making a mistake. She just couldn't say so, yet. She would. He knew she would. Millie. He said her name almost gently, patiently, a hell of a lot more patiently than he felt. But he was willing to play along if this was the way she wanted it. He didn't suppose it was really fair to Dutton, the guy she was engaged to at the moment, but that wasn't his problem. If she wanted to do things this way, that was fine by him. He'd known what she was up to the minute her mother had told him where she was. The Barrel, he'd said. She went to the Barrel? He'd started to smile. Is she tempting fate? Everyone knew the old story about how local women went to the Barrel right before their weddings. Just to be sure they've got the right man, Millie had told him once. One time, back during World War II sometime, one of them hadn't. She'd gone to the Barrel with her friends to celebrate her upcoming marriage, and had eloped with a sailor home on leave. Since then, a fair number of local women had gone to the Barrel to tempt fate, as they called it. Cash guessed Millie was doing the same thing. So, fine, worked for him. He could sweep her off her feet and away from Dutton. Cash understood all about a flair for the dramatic. He rode Bronx, didn't he? Now he waited. He tapped the toe of his boot. Go away, Cash, Millie said. His brows drew down. What do you mean, go away? I came all the way from Nebraska. Drove 13 hours. Why? I didn't send you an invitation.
An invitation? To the Barrel? Of course not.
She meant to her wedding, and that was something else that galled him. They'd been lovers, hadn't they? Of course they had, for years. There wasn't anybody on earth closer to Millie Malone than he was. And she hadn't even had the decency to invite him to see her get married. Well, hell, it didn't matter, did it?